you crazy rhinestones. Everyone's still talking about Aretha Franklin's show-stealing hat at Tuesday's inauguration.
The world's gone gaga over Aretha's sparkly gray hat. Even lesbian talk show host Ellen DeGeneres wore a crude copy of the $175 creation of Luke Song. The Korean-born milliner is struggling to keep up with requests for the fanciful chapeau.
But is Aretha's gray hat some sort of alien mind control device?
Shut up!
There is much to celebrate! Milk the Motion Picture received 8 Oscar nominations, including Best Picture. Find out what Cleve Jones had to say about it.
Spamalot rocks the Windy City while Chitty Chitty Bang Bang's chitty ticket sales forced the show's cancellation.
Obama takes the oath of office twice because it's so nice and replaces the Obama bump with the Shaka sign.
And please take a moment and vote for Michael Liat's pitiful blow-up doll video. What kind of person makes an internet video with blow-up dolls? A lonely person. I'm Fausto Fernos.
I'm Mark Villian.
And I'm pitiful Michael Liat.
Yes, you are.
And this is Feast of Fools.
Feast of Fools is brought to you by generous support of fabulous, wonderful, sexy listeners just like you.
We can't do the show without you, so please visit the website, make a donation, buy a t-shirt.
And that website is feastoffools.net. Thank you.
Miguelito, how are you, sweetheart?
I am wonderful. Happy New Year.
I haven't seen you in almost a year.
I know. It was last year when I saw you.
Technically in 2008. Now it's 2009. Stop the wine and take the time to be divine.
We haven't seen you since Christmas.
I know. It was so long ago.
Marquito, you look so cute in that panda bear hat. I know we talked about it earlier this week, but you...
I wanted to show Michael it.
It's very cute.
Are you jealous? She only sent one.
I am jealous. Put it on. Because there's three pandas.
I know, but she said she was broke, and so she could only send one. She said it wasn't going to stop her, and I don't blame her.
No.
You
know?
In this economy, just be happy you get one panda hat.
Yes.
Now, it's Michael, wonderful. You show off your panda bear videos that we did together.
I show off my panda bear videos at work.
At work.
You're still employed, because they could use that as a grounds for dismissal.
Why? It wasn't at work.
Mental That's illness.
And actually, the one woman at work that loves it is in HR and her grandson. And every time I see her, she does the dance.
Really?
And everything. And she's like, no, 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 no. And I'm like, oh, okay.
That's adorable. It's the perfect thing for children.
But not the one
that Fausto did. The Fergalicious one is very dirty. You wouldn't want to show a child
dirty.
Listen, children know what panda bears do, and they have sex.
No, they don't. Children don't know.
There's YouTube videos of panda bears in zoos going,
I know, they're really loud in their lovemaking.
You think a panda bear would be like, it's like,
well, they're soft and cuddly.
They're not.
No, they're huge. They'll kick your ass.
They bite people and scratch and stuff like that.
Did you see Tropic Thunder?
I didn't.
Oh, because there's a whole thing with a whole panda where who's Ben Stiller, ends up killing a panda and wearing its head.
Oh, that's awful. That's kind of like
somebody
me.
Got a best supporting actor. No, I'm
from that movie?
Yeah.
Oh, from Tropic Thunder?
Robert Downey Jr.
Oh, yeah.
Got nominated for best supporting actor in Tropic Thunder.
Wow.
For playing a black man.
I wonder if he'll win. A lot of people think Heath Ledger is going to win that one. Do you think they'll give it to him posthumous, or do you think it'll go to Milk?
Okay, let's just say, hell yes.
They're going to give it
to Heath Ledger.
I don't know.
It's the curse of Brokeback Mountain.
Is that what it is?
Let me tell you right now I predict. Because the curse is that Brokeback Mountain did not win the Best Picture Oscar, that it got stolen by that, political film crash. Mm-hmm. And now that we have Barack Obama in office, the tormented ghost of Brokeback Mountain will be haunting the Kodak
Oscars?
Theater, and Milk will win Best Oscar. I just got off the phone about 2 hours ago. Mm-hmm. With our friend Cleve Jones, and he was worried that the film would get overlooked by the Academy. Both him and Sean Penn slept in and turned their ringers off.
So they wouldn't know.
This is straight to from Sean Penn's mouth to Cleve Jones to my ear. Literally, like, he got off the phone with Sean Penn. He picks up the phone, talks to me.
I've got to call Fausto.
This is important. This nomination
Cleve
is...
This is a quote from Cleve.
Cleve Jones speaking to Sean Penn on the phone. This is important because tens of thousands of movie theaters will now show the film, especially in small towns where Milk's message is now more than ever relevant and important for people to see. So right now, Cleve Jones and Sean Penn are somewhere in Los Angeles drinking and having a good time.
Good for them.
Isn't that nice to know?
As we tape it. You know what? I'm having a little something here,
yeah,
too.
Me too. So. Celebration! Cheers. Yeah, people! Oh, my God. So you can imagine how happy Cleve Jones is.
Oh, yeah.
He was in high spirits today.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, he deserves to be. He called me three times on the phone. It's like my mom.
He left a little message like, "Hi, this is Cleve Jones. You might remember me from such magnificent films as Harvey Milk." That's been nominated.
Eight Oscars. I said to Cleve Jones, if there was an animation sequence in Milk, they would have gotten that too.
Well, there's one movie that's been nominated for like 13. So
what's that?
I think it's Slumdog, isn't it?
Beats the hell out of me. Milk is the only one that matters. Milk does the body good.
But look, but Milk also tied for it with another film too. So there's two. You just can't let us celebrate. You can celebrate, but hey, you know what? Be realistic.
Yeah, I think Milk is going to get it.
You know, it's not going to get a best editing, especially because they have that boom mic scene.
Boom mic's going to, and Peaches Christ chewing the gum. might have cost the film everything. Yep. Thanks a lot, Peaches.
Yeah.
So, The Curious Case of Benjamin Button, Frost Nixon, Milk, The Reader, and Slumdog Millionaire.
Mm-hmm.
Nominated Best Motion Picture of the Year. I don't even know what half of these films are about.
I think it's going to be Benjamin Button's.
Do you think?
Just because.
Benjamin Button's?
The people that vote for the Academy Awards all live in California, and don't they have guilt over Proposition 8 and Brokeback Mountain?
Yes.
I would hope they would.
The ghost of Brokeback Mountain is going to get its revenge, I'm telling you.
We need to rattle some chains.
Yeah. Oh, save my... It's Heath Ledger's ghost.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's tormenting the poor souls of Jack Nicholson. We don't know why. I feel like I'm living in California right now. Mm-hmm. It's like we've been watching this reality TV show, Confessions of a Teenage Idol.
I know. What's ridiculous, though, is you know who all these people are. I don't know who half of them are.
I'm like, I was a teen beater.
Well, I didn't watch Baywatch, and I didn't watch...
Who David Kochi is?
No, I don't.
I don't either.
I don't. I didn't watch Baywatch.
He was Pamela Anderson's...
Love interest for two years. I got that from the show.
And he still
Beverly
looks
Hills
good
90210 I never watched.
No, never watched that either.
Yeah.
I never watched that season. Once they graduated from high school, I lost interest in the show.
But I can't believe how old Adrian Zemed is. He's got to be like 60, right?
He looks so cute. Star of Grease 2. He should just get an Oscar.
And TJ Hooker.
They should just give him an Oscar for being so cute and adorable. And so they're driving around Hollywood Boulevard. Meanwhile, here we are in Chicago, freezing our butts off.
Today was above freezing.
Yes, it was above freezing.
Slightly. First time in 51 days.
Did the snow melt?
No. It's been melting.
Melting.
And melting. Melted a little bit. Well, I talked to my mother the other day, and she's like, "Is it cold up there?" I said, "Yeah, it's cold." She's like, "Well, how cold?" I'm like, "It's 23 degrees." And she's like, "Oh, that's really cold." I said, "Yeah, but when you compare it to minus 12 and 15, it's practically balmy."
I wasn't wearing my hat the other day.
I was wearing Aretha Franklin's hat. That's how cold I was.
Shut up.
I finally realized that. I think that was she's being possessed by the hat.
The hat has taken over her brain.
The hat that would not leave.
Wasn't that a Steve Martin movie?
That was the man with two heads.
The man with two brains.
But wasn't there like a Simpsons episode where the toupee had a brain of its own?
Homer, right?
Homer's brain. And I think that's what the Aretha Franklin's hat is, an alien trying to take over Aretha Franklin's head.
What was the Lily Tomlin movie, All of Me, too? Wasn't somebody taking over her brain, too, right?
No, she died and her spirit was taken out of her body and accidentally fell into... Steve Martin.
Okay.
And maybe that's what happened.
He actually had half of his body.
And that's how she turned a lesbian.
Maybe that's what happened with Dick Cheney. He had an evil spirit all this time.
Yes.
And the evil spirit jumped off of his body and crippled him into the wheelchair and onto Aretha Franklin's hat.
Shut up.
On its final way to.
Trying to get to Michelle Obama and then finally to Barack Obama. But Aretha Franklin went whoop! and did a little karate chop, a little blaxploitation film move.
Because it was talking to her head.
She's like, get the shit out of
Aretha,
my head.
Pull out the gun. You have a gun, Aretha.
And shut sent up. It to Ellen DeGeneres, and now Ellen DeGeneres is the axis of evil.
The hat, Ellen has her hat?
Ellen somehow got the hat. Oh she the God. Next day she on her TV show, Ellen, the talk show host, not the lesbian. Wait a minute, that's the same person.
Yeah.
Yeah. She
that was a good show.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Showed up on her TV show wearing a crude recreation of the over-the-top hat that Aretha Franklin wore to Barack Obama's historic inauguration. And she said, that would have been so embarrassing. The next thing you know, you would have seen us in Us Weekly. Who wore it better? And I think actually it's nice seeing Ellen DeGeneres dressing up as a mammy. Aww. Good for you, Ellen.
That's not what that is.
She looks like a retro box of Aunt Jemima pancake mix.
Oh, come on.
It's embarrassing. Okay. I am not embarrassing for you.
That is
Ellen.
A beautiful, beautiful hat that she's
the Ellen
wearing.
DeGeneres oh, not, is not
that
wearing
not
well.
That Ellen's no, wearing. No.
I'm not talking about wearing. Aretha Franklin. Okay. Aretha Franklin's hat had jewels, had a really stylish over-the-top bow that any drag queen would want to wear. Ellen's assistant probably made that out of fabric 5 minutes before the show started. Mm-hmm. And it looks like a rag.
Yeah,
because her this other hat is it was beautiful. It was made with felt.
Shame on you, Ellen.
Aretha's hat really.
You should apologize to Aretha.
It cost $175. I would have thought it cost more.
Wow, well, it was breathtaking because I know I grasped my pearls when I saw it.
I want to see people this. Like. I want it to start a trend. I wanted to see everybody with big.
You do know gray. Drag queens will do that.
You know they will.
What, big what?
Big gray bows on their
they
heads.
Won't be gray. It'll be different colors. It'll be different colors.
I've just been watching. So
it'll be great for St. Patty's Day.
There's a huge debate on the internet whether or not Aretha Franklin really did say "shut up."
In the
thing.
I know. I watched it. You had
thumbs
to show
up
it to
or,
me, but
or down.
I'm in the middle because
you're in the fence.
You want more evidence?
You're flip flop.
Why hasn't she spoken about it? That's what I wonder.
Well, she's embarrassed about it. Because the
why
hat
she
be spoke about.
So, but see, who would have been
the
there?
Told
that
her
she
no.
would have said,
"You will not do this to me, Aretha. I want you to start to touch Michelle Obama."
But no, so, it has been all over the place. But it's like I didn't really hear it until you showed me the clip.
It's weird. You see it and you don't believe it.
Yeah. Shut up.
Shut up.
Shut up. But see, I also feel like we got a different version that was enhanced.
It's not enhanced. What they're doing is they're slowing it down so you can hear, because she just went, shut up, like that. And they're slowing it down so you could notice it.
Maybe
but they're not
Tourette's.
Pitch shifting it.
Yeah.
So it sounds like she's going, shut up. But in fact, she's just going, shut up.
I gotcha.
You know,
I wonder who it was she was saying it to.
Probably some annoying person in her brain that lives there.
Maybe Barack stepped
the
on her
evil
foot.
Spirits.
Are you saying she's schizophrenic?
I'm not saying any. Allegedly, Aretha Franklin is a lovely, big-chested, big-voiced woman. Mm. And you
how
know,
old is she?
She is as old as
I'd say she's
fine wine.
67.
Okay.
I'll say.
Those she's got some racks.
Yeah, she does.
Well, she eats a lot of Domino's pizza.
It's Pizza Hut that she's former spokesperson for Pizza
so
Hut.
So do you think she gets free pizza?
I'm sure.
I hope she does. You're she was she went into bankruptcy.
Oh, did she?
Once and she had to what part of I guess her
sell her ads.
She had to do Pizza Hut ads.
Well,
deliver
you know what?
Me.
You got to do what you got to do. These are tough times.
It is tough times. You I mean, look what happened to Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Oh, my God. My roommate was telling me about his terrible, terrible day, and he had a really bad day. Mm-hmm. And I was reading my email, and all I saw was Chitty Chitty Bang Bang canceled. And I literally screamed. And I said, I don't care about your day. They canceled Chitty.
And I emailed you, and I said, ticket sales were so chitty that they canceled Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. So that was a shame, though. So you're not going to go see. It's not going to happen for you.
No, I'm very disappointed because I missed it in London because my ex-boyfriend would not go see Chitty
really?
Chitty Bang Bang.
What the hell is Chitty Chitty Bang Bang anyway?
You never
the
saw
movie.
That?
You never saw Chitty Chitty Bang Bang?
Oh, it's a prequel to Flubber.
No.
No, it was
it's
after
about
Flubber.
All these kids. Why did
it's
they steal children?
It's actually an Ian Fleming story.
It is?
That, yes.
007?
007, but
really?
The screenplay was written by Roald Dahl of James
oh, really?
And the Giant Peach. And it's the only... movie that Albert R. Broccoli produced outside of the James Bond.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Bang, bang, chitty, chitty, bang, bang.
Our four friend, your friend.
I remember watching this little kid's
movie. I do know it.
Day before yesterday, you had Little Mermaid, and today you have Chitty, right?
Mm-hmm. It's muy chitty. That's the title of a film you cannot say if you don't Hispanic. Speak full English or Hispanic.
Chitty, chitty, bang.
Chitty, chitty, bang, chitty, bang, bang.
Life is a beach.
But, you know, I'm afraid that that's going to happen to a lot of shows, a lot of touring shows.
Oh, yeah, they're closing down,
They're going to close down because they're not going to be able to sell tickets.
Mm-hmm. They better not close down Xanadu. I'm going to be there.
Mm-hmm. I'm going on my birthday.
Oh, yeah. When's your birthday?
On the 6th.
The 6th of
weeks,
February.
2 weeks from today.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Michael.
Thank you.
For your birthday. Mine's coming up too. It's on the
2nd. Your birthday's coming up too.
On the 2nd.
Happy, but you're happy Aquarian turning, birthday,
you're
Michael.
You're going to go to the Netherlands, though, for your birthday, aren't
yes,
you?
Yes, we're going to Amsterdam in April.
Wow.
We're going for 10 days.
Are you
going
to go to
vacation?
Paris in the spring in April?
We're going to try and
Avril
go to Paris.
Really?
Yeah, we're going to try and take the train down to Paris. Or
the night train and then take the train back the next night? Or will you spend the night
in
Paris?
Well, if we're going to spend the night there, we're going to go first thing in the morning, spend the day, spend the night, and then come back.
But it's a night train, though. You can take
it's
a night train.
It's 4 hours.
Is it?
It's 4 hours between Amsterdam and Paris.
I think they have a train that's like 6 hours, so you can sleep on it.
Well, but if you can do it in four.
Yeah, but you can sleep on it. You save on a hotel room. Yeah. That's what I did when I was on
college. Actually,
I
slept in a train on those Urals, and it's really comfortable.
Yeah, some of them can be. But
some of them can be hell, but if you you can also hook up. Think of it as a Steamworks on wheels.
We have some listeners. I hope you can hook up with some of them.
I
printed out a list. So Zamara, Steven, Edward, Greg, Joss, and Serge.
I would love to meet up. Give us a little, because we're going to be there for 10 days.
I know.
So, I mean, we're going to have plenty of time to go and do a lot of things.
Like, Joss lives on,
he lives
Michael
on
Leitz
an island.
In a sling.
He lives on
now serving 24. Now serving 24.
No, it's the room.
But the tulip, will the tulips be in blossom,
yes,
won't they?
When we are
You're
there.
So gay.
I know. I just want to see the tulip fields. I want to go take a picture and go, all right, let's go.
You want to be high and look at tulips.
Yes.
Yes, remember, people, ganja is legal.
It is.
Discreetly so in the Netherlands.
Soft drugs are legal.
Mm-hmm. You just can't smoke it in front of children or the police.
Yes.
Well, no, and they have a heroin park,
so if you want to do some smack, you go to a certain park.
Just shoot up.
I think they have clean needles, though. They have clean needle exchange.
No,
there.
That's okay. So
it's a clean needle.
If it's legal, why not do it?
Well, that's true.
Exactly. But saw.
What was that?
That was the Cloverfield monster taking over Chicago this time.
Oh, my God. But we went and saw Spamalot last night,
too,
which was delightful.
Did you like it?
I loved it. Of course, I'm a big fan of Monty Python.
Wait, now, who's in that now?
The lead player is Richard Chamberlain, who a lot of you might remember from the Thornbirds or the miniseries Shogun.
And Camelot.
And he was also the original Born Identity. Was he in Camelot?
Mm-hmm. He was. Like, didn't he originate the
not the movie.
No, the role.
Movie. On Broadway, maybe.
Yeah, on Broadway.
Oh, maybe. I don't know.
The Born Identity. Did he play Matt Damon's ego?
He played Matt Damon's ego in the original Born Identity miniseries and stuff like that.
What?
But it was so great to see.
It's a joke.
You know, the Born Identity.
Yeah.
It was a book first, and then it was a miniseries. Well, he played Jason Bourne, the first Jason Bourne,
which
is now played by Matt Damon. But Richard, I gotta tell you, man, he is holding up. He's 75 years old.
75.
I had to look on the
internet. Same age as Eartha Kitt, and she's no longer with us.
No, Eartha Kitt was 81.
She was 81.
Oh, 81?
Yeah, she was 81. Yeah.
Well, you were telling me that she was the same age.
Well, I was looking at him on stage. I'm like, I bet he's the same age as Eartha Kitt. But
they gave us really good seats, too.
Did we have good seats?
Mm-hmm. I had excellent seats. I could totally fall asleep and not bother anybody.
That's not true. You didn't fall asleep.
So wait, you're all the way in the balcony or all the way in the front?
No, we were the front of the thing, and it was like discreetly off to the side, right by the aisle. I had nobody, like those seats where nobody's sitting in front of you.
Uh-huh.
You're like above a walkway.
Yes, it was like the best.
It was really the best seat. I mean, I got to say, shout out to Broadway in Chicago. They hooked us up. Woo! Because
We did not pay for these tickets. We got press tickets.
Oh, very nice. I need to get on that.
Yeah, but it's really fantastic. And they're very affordable tickets. I was looking, you can get them as cheap as $25.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, well, you can get the Broadway in Chicago series, like the cheap tickets for $84
a year
for four shows.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you can pick any
that's
four?
How Frida-Lay could afford to go.
Think that Palace Tramp could get into that show on a drag queen salary? Hell no.
Okay, because she was there. She's like, I've seen this. I saw it last time. I saw it four times. I'm going to see it again. She's like going to go every night and
stuff
like that.
She's a freaky fan, like a diehard fan of Camelot.
She's a total diehard fan, absolutely.
And I have to say,
she had never seen the movie Monty Python.
She'd never seen the movie, but she'd seen the musical.
Don't don't need to see the movie. No, you don't need to know anything. It is entertaining within fives. It hits you over the head like a frying pan of comedy and entertainment and does not let go for the 2.5 hour spectacle.
Yeah, and there's some things that really, really work, like especially when they're at the French castle and like, I fought in your general direction. That holds up really, really well. Other things don't necessarily hold up, like the Knights of Knee, which I think was really funny in the movie. Knee, knee, knee. But I don't kind of fell a little flat in the production.
Part of it is
because
they didn't push that far enough.
Is that what it was?
Yeah. Interesting enough, this is one of the few musicals that's directed by the same man that directed Superman, Richard Donner.
Richard Donner?
Richard Donner directed the musical, Spamalot.
Wow.
Look at the thing. Look at the program.
Richard Donner and the Donner Party, and he ate
everyone.
We're
just talking about Donner kebabs.
Donor kebabs.
So what?
Yeah, the guy
kebabs?
Who created the Donner kebabs died this week.
I don't know Donner kebabs. You said
like the
gyros?
Big Mac of Germany.
Oh.
They're like gyros, but a little different.
They're the same but different.
So I highly recommend everybody go see Spamalot.
It's a non-Greek version of it.
Oh, okay. So
you can, and gay twist.
Can I please promote these?
Oh,
God,
I'm sorry.
These, the economy is in such dire straits, and you guys are sabotaging poor Spamalot.
We're talking about food.
Spamalot. You can go check out tickets if you live in Chicago. BroadwayInChicago.com. Mm-hmm. We highly recommend it. Go see Spamalot and go see Xanadu.
Yep.
Both of those, I highly recommend. You won't be disappointed. You know, for like for a couple of cocktails, you can entertain somebody.
You can
it's
go
a
see
good
a show.
Date.
It is,
and it's sort of like in the South Loop where parking is really easy. So if you're driving there, it's easy to get there. It's also convenient to the trains.
It's at the auditorium.
What street did we park on? Because where do we find that street parking?
Close to Balbo and Wabash.
And Wabash.
So we recommend people if you're driving.
It was one street over from Wabash, wasn't it? One street west of Wabash.
Well, you want to be specific.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
And the reason why.
That's a good street to park
It's a good
on.
Street, yeah. So, but
it's
if you tell people, then it won't be.
Yeah,
if you give it away,
everybody will know your secret.
It's a special for the Feast of Fools fans.
Oh, okay.
Just
don't tell anybody.
If you
then,
live on the north
yourself.
Side of Chicago, drive down Lakeshore Drive, and then just go through downtown and make a right on Balbo, and then start trying to find parking. It's on Congress. You'll get a good spot. And then there's also like a late evening parking if you go in the middle of the week for like $6 or something like that. I thought it was really amazing to see Richard Chamberlain like moving and pointing at things.
You know? It really was. And he sang too.
It was.
Well,
I was
got
so
a good voice.
And I thought that the role that intentionally was probably created for Clay Aiken was.
It wasn't created for Clay.
Well, it seemed like it.
Yeah, he took over
like
that role.
Dauntlet era.
But it's a perfect casting for him. But we did not see the Clay Aiken version.
Well, I would have loved to have seen Clay Aiken in it, and I'm sure the New Yorkers can attest that Clay Aiken shines in it. And of course, Spamalot has a very overt, not a gay theme, a gay plot.
Mm-hmm. So, yes, it does.
You know, unlike other Broadway shows that have a gay subtext, meaning that you know it's flamboyant or colorful or sissy-ish.
Never
this
quite.
Hits you over the head
about.
With the homo
This
hammer.
Is like one of the main characters comes out as gay and professes his love for the Nelly character. And I'm sort of giving it away, but it's really charming.
Well, if they've
and fun.
Seen
stuff,
if they've seen the movie.
And I don't remember that part from the movie. Is that in the movie?
I think so.
Okay.
I thought
it's
one
been
of the
so long.
Weaker parts was the music. I'm always, you know, I'm harping. It's like, you got to hold up to the standards that Avenue Q put out. And if you can't sing it afterwards, because
what? You'll never make it in Broadway unless you've got A Jew Is Not a Good Enough Song for
who's
you.
Who's going to sing that song? I mean, really? You're not going to sing that out of context.
But it's still a fun show.
It's very fun. I think it's fantastic. And if you don't like musicals, you'll love Spamalot.
Yeah.
It's just an entertaining show, and it's really funny, and it pokes fun at the conventions of musicals, so it's something for everybody there. And I definitely think that the song Sunny Side of Life, how does it go, Mark? Uh-huh.
Always look on the bright side of life.
But that's the only lyrics to it, because I was like, is there going to sing anything else? No, it's just that.
But at the ending, like when you think everybody's gone, they do like a little reprise or
a
encore. And it's
so
really
don't jump
cute.
Out of your seat too quick.
Yeah, stay there and then fly the hell like a bat out of
Get out before everybody else does.
So Milk got, it's a good day. Milk got nominated for 8 Oscar Oscars, and Obama's our president now.
Yes.
Wow.
He is our president. He's already gone to work.
That man is like, we put in the right man in office.
Yes,
like,
we
two
did.
Days in, he's like, I got this done. And Bush is like, Boy, it's like
he's back in Texas.
Yeah, he's back in Texas drinking.
And
a beer.
Bush has been, Obama's been sworn in twice.
Yes, they did a secondary.
He's a hardworking man.
Yep.
First, I'm like, why are they doing it twice? I'm like, because there's gonna be like these crazy rednecks somebody, out there. Yeah. Like, he's not really the president.
He didn't say it exactly right.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
What happened is that Chief Justice John Roberts stumbled originally. Mm-hmm. With the oath, which prompted then Obama to stumble over his part. So the following day, they did a do-over in which White House counsel Greg called an abundance of caution. What the fuck does that mean?
Abundance because of caution.
Some freeper is going to be like, oh, he's not really our president. And
And they've been saying that. The weird thing was that the news were kept harping, even if he doesn't take the oath, he still will be president.
At noon that day.
Yes.
On the 20th,
it's a clock thing. Yes. It's a clock thing.
And so it's just kind of like a formality and stuff like that.
Well, that's why they swear in the vice president first.
Oh, really?
So that if something, God forbid, should happen between that time and the time that the president takes his oath. Well, no, seriously.
Okay.
If something would happen, that there is
Joe
still
Biden's
power.
Like, I have 3 minutes.
Exactly.
3 minutes.
You know, that if something should happen in that time period, that there is a president, you know.
So in the first 2 days, Obama closed down Guantanamo, and then
he set
the ball in motion, and he did some hardcore blocking lobbyists from working in the administration,
And also blocked stuff that Bush was trying to push through the channel. Everything that Bush had pushed through the channel has been stopped for further evaluation.
He's been working hard, you know. It's like, if I became president, I mean, think about it this way. You've been busting your ass for the last 2 years to become president. You finally get the job. Wouldn't you want to, like, just one day of vacation? Well, you got Christmas vacation, but it's like, I'd be like, let me just sit down. You know, at least thank God it's an Oval Office, not an Oval walking station or something. Have you seen that? Like they're trying to get people to burn calories at work by putting their computer stations
on
a treadmill. And I'm thinking, well, you would burn calories, but what happened when your feet get tired?
You know, exactly. That's really weird. I was talking to somebody on the phone today, and I was walking down the street, and I kind of got winded, and I was just like, wait a second, because I'm used to talking like in front of a microphone or sitting down. Talking. I was like, oh my God, I got to call you back.
Hey, I'm going to give you guys, the listeners, the Chaka sign.
Now the Chaka?
Now that Obama did it, I can do it too.
Chaka or Shaka?
The Chaka. That's not the Shocker, which is
your pinky and
it's like the Vulcan piece. What is the Shocker? Is this?
Two in the pink, one in the stink.
Think just if you're doing Y, your pinky and your thumb, and it's the sign Hawaiian gesture of hanging loose of friendship.
Yeah, but you know what that also is the sign of?
What?
The devil.
No, it's not. This is the devil. This is the devil. Really? The UT longhorn symbol that George Bush was doing.
Okay. Oh, no.
So the Y is that like the anti-devil. This is like peace.
Maybe.
It is.
So Cheney had an evil spirit. Yes. Bush was the devil.
And Aretha Franklin's hat is trying to take control of our government.
You know, she's looking at that. She's at home. That thing sitting there, they're having a face off at that dining room table. She's like, "You don't talk to me like that." I was singing. You had to go and talk in my head.
Embarrass me in front of all those people.
And then she tries to throw it in the fire and it crawls out.
Shut up. It's like a Twilight Zone episode.
It's a Twilight Zone episode.
It's like the hat of Chucky.
We should do a YouTube video.
I'm going to get you, gray hat.
Do we know anybody that looks like Aretha Franklin?
If I knew somebody who... Yes, Miss Vernon of the post office.
Oh, yeah. She would totally do it.
We got to go mail some stuff tomorrow.
If I brought a big gray hat, do you think she would photograph? She won't let me take any pictures of her. So I want to do a big shout out to the women and men who work at the Broadway and Lawrence post office here in Chicago. Mm-hmm. Big shout out to Shelvana Vernon. Woo!
She is wonderful.
Her supervisor, Mr. Martinez, and
Yolanda.
That? Yolanda. And some
I
of the
forgot
other.
What the other woman's name is.
And they are fierce divas. And if you get your mail sent, just say, I heard about you on the podcast. And wait. See the reaction you'll get.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I said that to her.
You said that to Miss Vernon?
Yeah. Yeah, because I go, that's my post office. I mean, I go there because it's the closest one to home, too.
And she goes,
and for whatever reason, I always end up at her window.
She, you know what it is? She I think she's got a little
sees
mirror.
The gaze.
And she sees who's in the line. She's like, okay, I'll take this one because this one looks like it speaks English. And so she'll hold up that customer and be like, oh no, wait, I got one more thing to tell you.
Mr. Martinez, I am trying to help a customer.
And then you're like, okay. And then she's like,
oh, Ms. Vernon, do you need assistance?
I am trying to help a customer. Do not mess with a federal employee. Do
yeah,
not
she
mess
is a
with
federal
them.
Employee.
There is that. Now she's got Barack Obama got her back.
Mm-hmm.
You know? She's unstoppable now.
We should put out little pictures of ourselves in our Obama posters and give them to her.
I should.
Oh,
that
she
would be good.
She would probably like appreciate that.
I mean, if you go on the right day, yeah, they're drinking out of Feast of Fools mugs.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, because we brought them a whole like case of Feast of Fools mugs.
Because they ship all our t-shirts and everything like that, so we got to take care of them.
They work hardcore and they make sure those t-shirts get to you. People, we are... We are almost out. Are we out of a certain size?
We're almost out of the medium. So if you want them, get
there's
them
one more
now.
Left.
I have one more left.
Wow.
Yeah.
So if you are going to get a medium, there's one more small left. If they're going to get a small,
no, I have smalls. I have a couple smalls left, but it's
too small.
It's the large. I implore you, if you are a large size person or an extra large person, order a t-shirt.
Damn it. Maybe they don't like it.
No, those
order.
Are great t-shirts.
They're great t-shirts.
Listen,
they're
designed after Michelle Obama's election
night
dress.
But they look masculine, though.
They look masculine.
And so, people say they look good on people.
What, the red ones? Or
yes.
After her dress?
The black with the red. She
yes.
wore a Christmas
one. I'm like, she wore a deer on her dress?
No, Fossa put the deer in there to gay it up.
I put it to give it a sort of a...
A winter husky,
a winterish
like,
thing.
Hunting,
so.
Like... I don't know, was there like an ode to Palin or something? In there?
It was. It's like, defeat Palin with Obama. And we did. And so we got to flash the Chaka sign. So the Chaka sign is going to read, you hear about trends on the Feast of Fools. Remember the Obama bump? Is now replaced with the Chaka sign.
He's just going to keep us guessing all the time, isn't he?
Yes. So the Chaka sign is the new bump.
The new bump. And so a blow-up sex doll that you remember a couple weeks ago, we reported on some guy breaking into...
are you practicing LaMoss, Michael?
No, he's blowing it up.
He knows how to blow them up. It's
I'm
a
sure
blow
he
those things up,
they
isn't
are,
it?
Especially when you buy the fat ones.
Really?
Yeah, because that like one that I have ones. Is fat.
Wow, what her was it like fucking her?
She has no holes.
She has no holes?
No, she's a party doll.
I'm going to stop you guys here. Michael, wait for your segue. Mark, news item, then Michael
news
segue.
News item. So they finally caught the guy. They think so. They didn't name him, but he's a 23-year-old, and so he's allegedly been breaking into these adult shops in northern Australia and having sex with these dolls called Jungle Janes. Yeah, Jungle Janes is what their names are. And so he's been doing that. So he's been screwing them in the back alley, and then he's been leaving it. And you know what position? He's been doing it under, and he's been on the bottom.
How pathetic are you that you are a sex bottom to an inanimate object?
You know how I know he's on the bottom?
How?
Because he's from a suburb called Manunda.
Ay, Dios mío.
Yeah, so he's from the Manunda suburb. So they have his DNA, and they're gonna check it out and see what happens.
Mark,
so.
Didn't we go see that movie Watch Out, where the guy had sex with
yes.
he could only have sex with the
that
doll
guy's
because
really,
he couldn't
get
have
that guy
sex.
On the show.
I can only have sex person? When I'm wearing Aretha Franklin's hat on.
That's a little creepy.
Well, it's sort of like you know. How,
the best part, though,
transvestite right? how transvestite people discover that they are wannabe women after Halloween.
Yes.
Uh-huh. After the inauguration day, I want to become
Aretha
Franklin's
Franklin.
Hat. I think I'll be happy as a gray hat with stones. Michael, why do you know so much about blow-up dolls?
Because I have two of them. And why
you
do you
two.
Have two blow-up dolls?
You make them
two.
Have sex, don't you?
No, they are party dolls.
Okay.
And we found out the hard
What's
way
the
what
difference?
The difference is between a party
oh,
doll.
Oh, because you tried to fuck it, and
no,
because no
when we were blowing her up, she has no orifices.
No.
Orifici.
Oh, how sad is that?
I know, we were... Three gay
orifices.
Boys were
how
very
sexually
upset.
Unfulfilling.
Three gay boys were very upset when we found out she had no holes.
Wow.
Well, you could just pretend it was like one of those guy dolls.
He doesn't have anything either.
Just paint a mustache
like Barbie.
On her.
Oh, he has nothing?
He has nothing.
Is it a painting? It's a paint anything?
No, nothing.
Nothing.
He's like a Barbie doll. There's just nothing down there.
And why did you buy these dolls?
To make videos.
For what?
lip syncing or lip dubbing
for
videos.
For what purpose would you do this?
I did Katy Perry's I Kissed a Girl.
Oh, but why you did just a blow up doll.
Why did it? Well, why do I do anything?
For really? The Emmys.
For the Emmys. For the
goddamn award.
No, actually, I did that one.
For the Grammys. I'm sorry.
Well, I entered it in the Grammy contest. You can go to tinyurl.com/Grammy contest.
Oh,
and that'll
really?
Take you right to my page. Thank you,
smart.
Fausto.
Oh, that's a good one.
I know.
Grammy contest.
Fausto.
tinyurl.com/Grammy contest. No, it's not granny as an old person.
Grammy.
The grannies are the best chocolate chip cookies you could make. That's the different award. This is for music.
Yeah, the Grammys to draw traffic to their site.
You're hoping that the night of the Grammys that you and Tyler Perry are gonna, or not Tyler Perry, what's her name? Linda Perry. Linda Perry.
Like a lady.
Katy Perry.
And your blow up doll are all gonna be on stage together singing.
Exactly.
How likely is that?
Not very likely.
I think if I were running the Grammys, I'd pick you.
I would too.
However, I think that like most of these mainstream bullshit contests that are run by the record labels.
The big corporations.
The big, heartless, giant corporations. They're not going... They already picked the winners before they even started.
No, it's not
well,
true.
We don't know. Fausto. We don't know that. That's conjecture.
That's not true.
Conjecture.
Objection!
What do you think? Do you really think you're going to win with a blow-up doll? In you should have made it wholesome.
Yeah,
like baking cookies. And then you can win the Grammys and the Grammys.
You know what you should have done? You should have done I Kissed the Girl. You should have chased like little girls at the
in the school next door where I live.
And they'd be like, he's trying to kiss me again. And then have the police come and arrest you.
Oh,
That would have won. Katy Perry would have loved that.
I kissed a girl and I liked it, honey.
Yes.
Do I win a granny now for best impersonation?
Of a granny?
Of a granny.
The grannies.
The granny awards.
I wish we should give out the grannies.
They should have the
you
grannies.
You should create your own.
For best quilting, best when I was your age, quote. Best at the end of a movie saying fuck you, performance. Best best cliche.
Best hot chocolate.
Honey.
The best darning.
Best impersonation. Do you think
best
that that Texan woman on Ellen DeGeneres isn't a...
Gladys.
Gladys. I think Gladys is Brother Russell.
I think you're
of
right.
Of Radio Jihad fame.
Yes.
Who's if people... Some of the lesbians that listen to the show, they're fans of Ellen. Ellen's been having conversations with this elderly Texas woman who has a lot of spunk, which sounds oddly enough like Brother Russell.
Yeah.
And I think Ellen DeGeneres is looking the other way because it's so entertaining to audiences.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's really a
genius.
They're
all going along with the joke.
They never show a picture of her.
On the phone or
something?
It's on
the
phone.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, how different is it than a radio call-in show or like, you
exactly.
know.
Exactly. It's
it's entertainment.
We would never
you know?
Dare to have some hillbilly from nowhere pretend to be somebody else.
Oh, never.
That would never happen.
You know, no. That would never happen on this show.
Never, never.
Okay, so. So go vote. What is it? tinyurl.
Oh, tinyurl.com/Grammy contest. But there's like four rounds of voting, but the first round of voting ends
today.
Friday.
So you have to do it today.
You have to vote today.
Or Michael will be cut off.
Exactly. If I don't get in the top 20.
So today is the day to vote.
Today is the day to vote as many times. You can hit refresh and vote as many times as you want.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's such a scam.
Because it's
there's people that have like these farms, these computer farms in the Philippines and India that are like, I want, it's like that guy, the
it's
rich
like
guy that
the,
bought all, like Willy Wonka, he bought all the candy
bars.
So his horrible little daughter Veruca could go for a tour. It's what that's going to be
want
like.
I want it now,
you know,
Daddy,
Mark,
now.
What? That wasn't a documentary. That was make-believe movie.
Yeah, that but that happens now. That's how you outsource shit.
Yep.
Outsourcing.
You can actually hire
companies.
So you can
win the dollar.
You can actually hire companies that will like sit there and like comment on your website and stuff like that.
Yeah, to raise your ratings.
And so all it is just like, oh, wow, that's wonderful. I agree with you completely on some
subjects.
Well,
you have different points. I think I agree with your blog.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, usually it's like, well, you know, Hey, somebody's got to comment on the show.
I know, yeah. Right?
Not so. Like the listeners are going to do it.
Shit, no, people go to our website, feastoffools.net, well, comment right now.
You guys have a lot of comments.
A lot of comments on it, especially.
Over what?
With a show about Michael Schneier and his boyfriend, Dwayne Jenke, the older gentleman who
can't people like make comments about how attractive and charming and funny we are? Why can't those comments be about that?
I know, right?
It's usually like, I disagree.
You'll get one tomorrow.
Yeah, I want to hear, I want 100 comments on this show about how fabulous Mark Phelan and Michael Ian are.
Oh, and you too, Fausto.
And you too, Fausto.
Oh, go on.
And you too, Fausto.
Go on.
And you too, Fausto.
How about your lovely hair and your blue eyes?
Thank you. What about my voice?
So you had a chance to listen to some of these shows this week. What did you think about the relationship between Michael and Dwayne?
Well,
Dean.
I'm sorry.
Dean. I think it was inappropriate. I think that with a lot of the people that once Dean knew that Michael was underage, he should have cut off communication. I think he should have cut off communication.
Listen, there's nothing wrong with an older person talking to a younger person online.
Correct.
About a lot of stuff.
But
you can say
you can
a lot
talk about
but
all you want. In fact, you don't know if that younger person is actually who they say.
No,
they
have you not seen John Stossel on ABC To Catch a Predator?
Oh yeah, he's
you know.
Sometimes the predator.
I have not
predator.
Actually.
You haven't?
No.
Oh my.
I mean, I've heard of it, of course, but I have not seen it.
But I mean, I think that. Because he was how? He was like 30?
He was 34 at the time.
34, so he was 19 years older than him.
Okay.
And I think that he should have known that he should not have pursued it any point further.
So not even like a friendship or a love interest?
No.
Because we have a lot of young... Listen, right now we are older people who talk to younger people who listen to this podcast. So in a sense, we are... Well, it's a one-way conversation unless they post a comment on the site, but nonetheless...
Well, they can call our voicemail line.
They can call our voicemail line...
Spent dude or something.
Spent one dude.
Spent one dude. Real suggestive there,
I
right?
I know.
Spent one dude.
You can the leave mainstream us a podcast, Feast of Fools. And so I think that it's important for intergenerational communication happening. I think when it becomes of a sexual nature, then you do say, this is not appropriate and this is going to get me in trouble. It may even get you in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say also it's important to form sexual relationships with your peers. Even if you are attracted to older men, when you're 15, you don't know what shit.
No.
I was masturbating to the Soloflex.
It's like, you know, it's like
when I was 15.
You ride a bike.
I still am attracted to the guy who's in a Soloflex ad and he's still as older than I am. You know, like I saw that
but
guy.
It's like
on
you
TV.
Start out on a tricycle, then you move up to a bike, and then you go on to like a you know.
Listen, when I was
car,
when I was 15
planes.
Years old, I had sexual fantasies with the model for the Soloflex ad.
Yeah,
who
at
that time was about 28.
But they
I
were
used
fantasies,
to fantasize
right?
about Richard Chamberlain, and look how old he is now. You know, he was probably like 40 or 50 when I was thinking about him.
Yeah, he probably
you
would.
Know?
Yeah, you know.
And that's, I would have been lucky as I still would be lucky as sin if I ever hooked up with Randy Potter from Soloflex. Soloflex.
So so what you think that he should have not had this relationship with him?
I think the older guy Dean should have been hip and wise to say, you know, don't send me those. I deleted them. We can talk all you want. Once you're of a legal age, then we can start pursuing it. Mm-hmm. You know, but you know what it is. I think we're not bringing up here is that Dean's a lonely person too.
Right.
Yeah. And he's also isolated.
And there's a lot of lonely people
and
out
there.
And
when two lonely hearts connect, there's no stopping them. And part of it is that Dean also was desperate to form a, you know, because really, like, that's not a healthy relationship for Dean either. And it's certainly one that put him in physical harm.
In jeopardy.
Yeah.
In jeopardy. And you have to ask, why is Dean putting himself in harm's way? Why can't he form a healthy relationship with someone his own age?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's another question.
Well,
he
had been married and had a child and things like that, too. So I think it was probably maybe this may have been part of his coming out process. I don't know. But I feel bad for the whole situation. I think really the person that really just deserves your sympathy is Michael, because he's a young kid who's just out there and he's looking for trying to build this life. And this is who he found. And that's who he wants to be with. And it's a hard struggle for him.
Well, and you can see the anxiety on his face.
Yeah.
That being said, he does own a computer. Mm-hmm. He is literate.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
He's a white man.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And it seems like he has the means to go to college.
Yeah.
So,
and he's sure, I think he's very
attractive. And he's very attractive. So he has a lot going for him, and in the and he has his whole life ahead of him.
Yeah, he does.
And he doesn't have a life conviction. And so there's a lot of people in this world who don't have what Michael has. And so Michael should probably be thankful, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not starving. Yeah,
people don't like to hear that when they're suffering. He's suffering. He's lovelorn. And
well, but it's also important to be thankful for the things that you have. You have Barack Obama in office.
That's true.
Yes, shit. You do. That's very thankful. Aretha Franklin's hat. Free on the loose.
But this kind of reminds me, because another thing that's coming out is that mayor in Portland who was having an affair with an eight. They say he was 18 when they started having sex, but he was a volunteer for his campaign. But they'd met when he was a teenager. And now people were asking him whether he had had this relationship with him or not. And he said, no, we were just friends. But now it's come out that he was actually having sex with him.
Yeah, but when he was 18.
When he was 18. But he was also, he lied about the relationship. And this person also, although it was an unpaid job, because he worked as a volunteer.
It was still a volunteer.
Well, didn't Harvey Milk also have sex with his volunteers?
Well,
that we're giving eight Oscars to right now.
That's true.
So, you know, are we holding this guy to higher standards than we hold?
And the other thing is, though, too, it's like, listen, it's politics, and politicians lie all the time. And because, yeah, he lied about having sex with a kid, but it would probably be one of those things. I don't know, because it used to be they used to joke about. I think there was a famous Louisiana governor that said the only thing that can kill my career in politics is if I'm found in bed with a dead woman or a live boy. But now, things have certainly changed, because obviously everybody knows he's gay. So, I mean, if he had had sex with a young girl and he was a straight guy, would people be upset? And I think they probably still would be upset.
It would be, you know. I don't know what's going to happen. I
hope he stays in power.
I hope he stays in power. I think it's
hot, a Bill Clinton. Man. I'd put out for him, too.
Yeah. It's your civic duty.
It's my civic duty.
You know what I'm saying? If you're volunteering to help a candidate, and that candidate has needs, and you can fulfill those needs, you should get put out for the candidate.
But now we're just saying completely different things than what we said earlier.
What?
Well, but it's a different...
It's legal.
What was if you're legal, yes.
Obviously, not if you're like a 15-year-old kid. You know, it's like, if you got that high school diploma, think of it as your ticket for the thicket.
Why? But you could graduate early.
That's true.
I think so. If you got a GED early, you can have sex. I think so.
The age of consent varies, though, too, from state to state. It's like Illinois is 17.
Let's do this. Instead of doing it by age, let's do it by high school diploma. If you don't have a high school diploma, you should not be having sex.
That's probably you know what? That's probably a very good thing.
You know, because that would help a lot of babies not be born somewhere.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? let's push for that.
Yeah. They explore and they do stuff. It's
America.
I still explore.
Obama, you heard me.
I know, right? But especially at that age, you want to. You know, you're trying to figure things out.
Yeah.
Obama.
So the other big show that we had I think that people are talking about too is Living Outside of Religion and atheism. Michael, you're an atheist, aren't you?
Yeah, I don't believe in God.
But I'm a spiritual person.
No, I wouldn't even say I'm spiritual.
Well, what do you think about when you get high?
Dude, your hands. Let's read some of these comments here. Mark Wilson wrote in response
From
the UK. Interesting guest, and they say interesting. They always mean I didn't like it, but I thought it was interesting.
Well, it's talking about atheism is very offensive to religious people.
Interesting guest. Well done, guys. I was intrigued by the assertion that people who believe in a God tend to invest in something of which there is no evidence. On the other hand, there is no evidence that he or she doesn't exist. I guess he's referring
to the God.
God.
Yeah.
So God either does or does not exist.
And as Carl Sagan says, absence of evidence is not evidence. It's nothing. You know, just because you don't have something doesn't mean, so this is what Marson's response was.
So do you think that God has forgotten about us then? Because there's been a whole lot of shit going on.
Well, do you want to read Marson's response?
He's Polish, so you read Polish.
You read Polish accent.
You read Polish.
Well, Mark, there is no... So he's referring to Mark. There is no evidence that right now a giant invisible alien fleet doesn't hide on the dark side of moon, poised to invade our planet any moment now either, or that invisible gorilla ninja doesn't live in your or my flat, feeding on garbage and stealing odd pieces of underwear to build its nest. Still, if someone was to invest in beliefs about which there is no evidence that they are untrue and, say, started to organize the anti-alien Earth Defense Force or tried to sell you the Gorilla Ninja Repellent trademark, we would surely conclude that such a person is either a crook or a madman.
Mm-hmm.
So...
So let's take these terms and just put them on the side. I think everybody's asking the questions, what does it mean to be a human being?
Mm.
Where, what is, how do I get a sense of purpose to my life?
Mm.
What is the legacy of my existence? Those are questions that, regardless of whether you define yourself in or outside of religion, you're trying to answer. Mm-hmm. And maybe if we start from that point, we can build common ground to inevitably what we want to do is to create a greater sense of connection and happiness in this world.
Mm-hmm.
Thoughts?
I agree 100%.
No, I think... I just felt like I
went to church, Fausto. Thanks.
I feel dirty now.
Just pitch your nipples a little bit.
Okay.
What do I think? I think people are going to believe what they want to believe because it's a belief and it's what's in their head. And there's, you can't yank that out of that.
Well, you can certainly say, you know, your identification with this organization or this culture or this cult, whatever you want to call it, called Christianity, causes a lot of problems for you and your community and your family. You might want to examine that because... It might make your life actually healthier. Mm-hmm. Doesn't it mean when but people talk about sinning, it's like separating? Isn't sinning like separating people apart?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and when your church tells you not to kick your kids out,
it's only sin because the church says it's sin.
Well,
it's those shoulds. We're back to the shoulds.
Back to the shoulda police. Yep. Shoulda, woulda, coulda. And maybe you want to say, it's like, I want to, as a parent who does not accept the sexuality of my children and wants to kick them out into the street because I do not know how to deal with them as individuals, you might want to think twice about that. Is this the most healthy, constructive, you know, let's use the term Christian thing to do is to kick your child out into the street? I would say probably not.
No.
And
but do most Christians do Christian things?
Yes, they do.
Things?
Well, they kick their kids out in the street.
And that's a Christian thing?
No.
You know,
that's
and
not
so
a Christian thing.
A lot of atrocities are done in the name of religion. A lot of good things are done in the name of religion. Mm-hmm. Let's examine why do we want to do good things and find really, mindful ways of doing that, so because then it comes from a real sincere and not a place of fear or coercion.
Right, because those places that like were anti-religion, such as like, you know, communist Russia, which tried to get rid of religion, you know, was a very oppressive regime. So it's like you have to be careful. You know?
Pagans want no picnics.
Just because you get rid of God doesn't mean you're going to have roses and picnics.
Once you get rid of something, then people want it because it's not allowed.
Mm.
So then you have the black market and the underground of people going and doing things because it's not allowed. And it must be great because if we can't do it, then, you know, why won't they let us do it? And then people want to do it. So,
well, I think that the mindset of being addicted to religion still keeps some people a grip. And when they let go of their church and they turn to paganism, they're still as uptight and fundamentalist as they were when they were Christians. Right. Or even if they turn to atheism or agnostic or whatever you want to believe, they're still as dogmatic and hardcore about that.
Yeah, and a lot of people, I think they go out of, they don't necessarily believe it, but they definitely go out of tradition and they go out of that they get that sense of community. So it's a way for them to come together with somebody and almost share like a common bond, but they might not believe that Jesus is like this, you know, your savior and stuff.
Do like what I do. I sometimes just like, you know, light up a big bowl and walk into a church and just sit there and giggle. I'm just, don't do drugs, kids.
You've never done that.
I've seen him do it.
I actually did get high in a church once.
Did you?
I did.
Churches are the best thing. That you smoke a big old, you light up that vaporizer and you take a big toe.
I used a vaporizer once.
And you walk into your local church and you're like, you feel the spirit.
You are so not ahead.
Have you ever been to a Southern Baptist church?
I've been to everything. I've been to everything.
They get down Southern Baptist.
I just look at it and go, man, these people got money.
My mother was telling me she went on MLK because she's down in Georgia for the winter. And she said her friend was the grand marshal of the MLK parade or the NAACP parade. The person was white. I don't know why they were the grand marshal, but they were. And so
they're showing diversity.
Showing diversity. And then she went to the church afterwards. She's like, I can't believe how long I was in church for.
Oh, it's
I
forever.
Said, yeah, it's forever, Mom. And then she's like, they had to show me where the bathroom is. And so she got up in the middle of the thing, went to the bathroom, came back. And then she came back. They were talking about how the Kiwanis is going to sell sandwiches, you know, and they're only $5. And it's the same price you'd pay at McDonald's for anything. So you should buy it. And then they put out these boxes. So my mother turns to her friend that she went to the church with. And she goes, are they selling the sandwiches now? And everybody around her heard it and started laughing. Like, who's it? Because it's all black church. And my mother's like the only white person sitting there.
Oh, I've been so in that situation kitty. Before.
So I'm listening to my 80-some-year-old mother trying to imitate the southern voices and stuff like that.
Well, I never. You always sound like Olympia Dukakis.
Miss Kitty.
I said.
Like, what is this, Gunsmoke?
Are you Foghorn Leghorn?
Yeah.
Well, Michael, it's so good to have you on the show.
Hey, do we have a few more minutes?
Yeah. What you got?
I wanted to tell you what happened at the doctor's office today.
Oh, yeah.
I have.
What happened?
You're pregnant. The rabbit died.
No, I had an anal pap smear today.
Oh, we don't want to hear about that
what?
Shit.
What?
Stop that. Okay, thanks for listening.
How to feel. Well, if you listen to our show,
I'm not listening.
Because it's
no,
the
it was
now.
Because of you guys in the Tunnel of Love show.
Really?
That you guys...
Don't blame your anal pap smear on me.
No, I actually had a very good conversation with my doctor.
And he said, you're sick. No, what did he say?
You know, one fucked up bitch.
And, you know, we were talking, and I said, you know, my 40th birthday is in a couple weeks. And he was like, wait, he's like,
I got a lot of things on my ass.
No.
Yeah.
And then he brought up, he was like, well, you know, he asked, he's like, do you know if you've been tested for HPV? Because most people carry HPV and don't know. And I said, well, no, I've never been tested.
What the hell is HPV?
Human papillomavirus.
Oh, that.
Warts.
Yeah, warts.
And that thing Dr. Wong couldn't shut up about.
Yeah.
So what happened?
And, well, no, he was like, you know, he said, I finally have a lab that can test, and we have a reliable test for anal pap smears for gay men. And he's like, if you're over 40, he's like, I recommend highly that you have it once a year. And he said that he had 3 patients last year that had anal cancer.
Mark.
Really?
Yeah. And I mean, if
when
you,
think
you
turn
about
40,
it,
you could start getting those.
I'll have to have one done. How much did it cost?
I don't know. I mean, my insurance covered it.
Your insurance paid for it.
But, okay. You know, it's like, it's just a cotton swab, but it's like, you know, when you're bent
so it wasn't
over,
very satisfying, was it?
No, it wasn't. You know?
Did he get it in there real good or no? Just kind of.
Well, he said it was going to hurt. And so I was like, oh, and I'm like,
and, you're like,
and he's
shit.
Like, I'm done. And I'm like, oh, okay.
You can dig it harder, doctor.
You can go further. But no, it's like, but,
down there,
you know,
like,
based on the show that you guys had, we had a very open conversation about it. I told him I knew what it was. And so
did you tell him how you knew?
Yeah, I did.
Was he impressed?
He was impressed.
Wow.
You know, and we talked about Project Crisp and the other thing and Life Lube and all that kind of stuff.
Did he know about it? Or was
no,
he
wasn't familiar with Project Crisp and
I love it with milk.
That's important. You got to educate your doctors about these kinds of things.
Yeah, because sometimes your doctor is bone dumb. Mm-hmm.
So get your anal pap
smear.
Because what happens? Let's just explain it real quick. Is what some parts of like the human papilloma, the HPV virus, can turn into anal cancer or colon cancer.
Yeah.
So
which killed Eartha Kitt.
Which killed Eartha Kitt. You do not want to die like that.
She was in terrible pain.
Perfect.
It was awful. Do not. This is Eartha Kitt for public service announcement for HPV.
But whose husband
go
didn't
get
Katie
your
Kirk's
anus
husband
tested.
Die from? From
he had colon cancer. Colon yeah, Katie.
But
Kirk
it's the same kind of thing, isn't it? It's
the same,
alien colon. It's all connected.
All, yeah,
you know,
it's all there.
It's all, you know.
But, you
so
know.
If you're getting a dick that's got a wart on it up your unprotected butt, chances are you're going to get anal warts.
Yes, but
sometimes.
Oh,
that's the thing you have to worry about too. So it's not just HIV, folks. It's, it's other things.
That's
other,
what if it don't kill you, it makes you stronger.
Exactly.
I guess G. Gordon Liddy or Nietzsche.
Nietzsche
weren't Nietzsche. Right about that, were they?
No.
So I want to go to California really bad. Yes. I want to meet our listeners in Los Angeles.
Oh, yeah, because didn't you start out the show talking about that you were riding on a double-decker bus or something?
I feel like I'm on a double-decker bus riding down the Sunset Boulevard, but that was just a television show I was watching earlier this afternoon, and then I took a nap, and then it went into my subconscious.
You woke up to the cold winter again.
I was like, what am I doing in Chicago? I don't know. Where am I? I thought I was having a conversation with Milo Pellucci and what is that guy from Charles in Charge?
Scott Baio.
I thought I was talking about my career with Scott Baio.
It was just us.
Confessions Michael of a Liet. Teen Idol.
Our guest, Michael Liet, and me, Mark Fillion.
I know. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you, boys. Thank you.
I want to remind people, too, we cannot do this show without your support, so please visit our website, feastoffools.net. Make a donation, buy a t-shirt. We're in dire financial straits.
Pretty much like bankruptcy level. Yes.
Oh, no.
It's like
buy a t-shirt.
Darkness.
Darkness and bleakness and...
Beep.
The cupboard is bare. There's no food to eat.
Yeah, I am so poor, I have to spin in circles to get drunk. I have to go to a cocktail bar and go around when people aren't looking and sip on their drinks with my straw.
Mm-hmm. Do you have like a really long straw?
I connect two straws together and go like a mosquito.
And poor Michael has to reuse needles.
Yes.
Michael is so poor that he has to recycle his roaches.
That's not a bad thing.
Yeah, people are like, what does that
That's
mean?
Where all the That's potent is.
And if you know what thing. That means, you should spend some of your ganja money on the Feast of Fools.
Mm-hmm.
The music featured on today's show is the music of last November. The song Sunday Afternoon from their album Over the Top or Under the Weather. People, please name your bands names that sound like bands' names. Please name your songs that sound like song names.
Whatever.
Name your albums that sound like album names. I'm so confused here.
I'm Mark Fillion. Bye.
I'm Fausto Furnos.
And I'm Michael Liet.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody. Have a great weekend. Yeah.